This is A Specific Desire, written by Ranger Jedi 67 and read by Flower Parish. This is a Merlin fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Gawain/Leon. Summary: Gawain flirts with everyone. As it turns out, he actually means it with Leon. Gawain turned that teasing, flirty smile on him yet again, and Leon physically resisted the urge to sigh. Since the day they'd met, it seemed it was all Gawain did. "You'd think he'd tire of it by now," Leon muttered, as Gawain sauntered out of the armory after the day's training. Merlin snickered. "It's Gawain. Pretty sure the day he stops flirting with everyone will be the day of his own funeral. And I'm not convinced he'll stop even then." Leon grimaced. "I have a feeling you're right," Leon muttered. "You'd think he'd realize when people don't flirt back." Merlin shrugged. "You don't flirt back, necessarily, but some of your reactions certainly encourage him." Frowning, Leon cocked his head to the side. "How?" he asked. Merlin shook his head, but the smile on his face was amused. "You smile fondly at him most of the time, even when you're clearly exasperated with him. And I've caught the way you nudge his shoulder sometimes, too. He's taking all that as encouragement," Merlin explained. "If you snapped at him or something, he'd stop enjoying it." Picking his cape up, Leon shrugged. "It's harmless, I suppose." Merlin nodded and started to inspect Arthur's training sword. "He backs off when he knows it's unwelcome," Merlin agreed. Gwen told him the first time she met him that she appreciated that he knew when to stop. Smiling fondly, Leon nodded. "She told me about that, too. I was fully prepared to have a less-than-friendly conversation with him on the matter before she assured me that it wasn't necessary." Setting the sword aside, Merlin replied, "Knowing when to stop also mostly keeps him out of trouble." Leon raised a brow. Merlin held up a hand. "I said mostly." Inclining his head, Leon conceded the point. "I suppose I can keep tolerating it if it amuses him so," Leon said, as he fastened his cape into place. "Yeah, but with you, he means it," Merlin pointed out. Leon froze. "Wait, what? Surely Merlin didn't mean..." Merlin blinked. "You really didn't know?" Shaking his head, Leon replied, "No. I had no reason to think it was any different with me than anyone else." Merlin smiled fondly at Leon while shaking his head. "Leon, even how Gawain flirts with you is different," Merlin started slowly. "Sure, there's the teasing and the stupid lines, but he also actually does nice things for you." Leon stared at Merlin uncomprehendingly. Then memories flickered through Leon's mind. Gawain seeing to his horse for him after a recent patrol. Leon had been tired before they even left after a council session that had run late into the night, and Gawain picked up on it. He'd been ill a few weeks back, nothing too serious, but enough that Arthur had ordered him to take a couple days of rest. Gawain had checked on him daily, using the guise of saving Merlin a trip to the Knights' quarters to justify his presence. The numerous occasions that Gawain walked with him somewhere and just talked with him, taking his mind off the many responsibilities he bore, even for just a few moments. "I see," Leon whispered after a long moment. Merlin nodded. "So, what are you going to do? If you are, I mean, going to admit, I'm not actually sure I know your preferences on such things." Leon blushed and ducked his head. "I can admire the assets of women and men alike," Leon admitted after a heartbeat. Blushing harder, he added, "While my limited courting experience has been more focused on women, given family expectations, I've found comfort with fellow knights on a few occasions as well, but it's been quite some time. Merlin smiled gently. If you're interested in any of that with Gawain, just be honest with him. He might tease about most things, but he won't make jokes about you having less experience. Taking a deep breath, Leon nodded. Thank you, Merlin. If I could ask you to keep this to yourself, at least for now, Leon asked. Nodding, Merlin assured, I won't tell anyone. With that, Leon took his leave of the armory and Merlin. He walked back to his chambers, pondering what to do. His feelings regarding Gawain were complex. They'd always been complex. He didn't always appreciate Gawain's lack of propriety and his lack of regard for the crown, but he admired the man's fierce loyalty. Gawain's respect and loyalty were hard to earn, but once they were, he matched few others Leon had ever known. His skills with a sword were equally as worthy of admiration. Perhaps because he'd been on his own for so long, Gawain was also often the first to try to encourage the Knights of the Round Table to spend time together. It was nice. Leon could admit that. He'd be lying if he said there wasn't a part of him that wanted to see what it would take to strip away all Gawain's pretty words and reduce him to nothing but helpless sounds of pleasure. But the thing was, Leon had only a few dalliances in the past because he found them unfulfilling. He either wanted a true partner in all things, or he didn't want the trouble of any of it. Sex was pleasant, yes, but perhaps he'd seen too many men turn to sex as a means to deal with their nightmares and the memories of battles and lost friends that plagued them, only for them to grow bitter when it did not help, for him to be overly concerned with it himself. Perhaps it was something else. He couldn't say for certain. He only knew that he'd rather have a partner to come home to, the comfort of someone who truly cared, than connectionless physical pleasure that did nothing to soothe those hurts. He pitied those who expected it to yield things that it could not, but he did not judge those who found genuine pleasure in fleeting encounters. He'd merely figured out fairly quickly that they were not for him. Unfortunately, he knew, based on Gawain's own word and his reputation in town, that Gawain was one of those people who found pleasure in one-night encounters and casual arrangements. Leon had no reason to think he'd be an exception to that. Gawain probably just viewed him as a challenge. If he thought a single knight would satisfy Gawain's curiosity without risking the balance of the Round Table, Leon would consider it, even though he knew it wouldn't be a particularly fulfilling night for him. But if Gawain was putting in all this effort, Leon didn't think that a single knight was what he wanted. Perhaps Gawain sought an arrangement, something reliable. Leon knew there were knights who had such agreements with one another. That would explain Gawain's behavior better if he was trying to show Leon that he could be relied on. That was something Leon couldn't do. He knew himself too well. He'd need too much. Ask for too much. It was easier not to ask for anything than to be rejected for wanting too much. He'd learned that long ago. Opening the door to his chamber, Leon stepped inside. Letting the door close once more, Leon leaned back against it for a moment. It had been a long day, and it wasn't over yet. At least he had time to rest for a while before readying himself for supper. The most recent reports from the outlying villages were in, and Arthur wanted to review them before the council session, so he'd asked Leon to join him for supper so they could review them together. Leon knew some of the lords didn't like how much Arthur leaned on his inner circle of knights for such things, but his king didn't care, and Leon had to admit he didn't either. He'd do what his king needed of him, and to hell with anyone who didn't like it. He'd worry about Gawain later. A few days later, Leon got the clearest opening he knew he ever would. Here, let me, Gawain said, taking Leon's practice sword from him and nodding towards the door Arthur had just stomped through. You're going to have enough on your hands dealing with that. Grinning, he added, I certainly know my way around a sword. Fortunately, only Merlin was still around, having chosen to stay to clean up the training gear rather than follow after Arthur and his bad mood. It made Leon feel bold. Letting his own lips twitch into a grin, Leon asked, "Perhaps, but do you know how I like my sword handled?" Gawain's eyes went wide, and in the corner, Merlin snickered. Gawain recovered quickly. "Only one way to find out, isn't there?" Nodding, Leon let his grin widen. "Bring yourself and that sword to my chambers for supper," Leon told him, before turning on his heel and leaving quickly. As he stepped out of the armory, he heard Gawain mutter, "Did that really just happen?" Merlin was too far away for his words to be clear, but Gawain's reply gave Leon an idea of what he'd said. "Of course I'm going to show up." Leon grinned and headed for the council chamber, where his king waited. He had a long afternoon to get through before he could worry about Gawain. Leon thanked the servant who'd brought the tray he requested up to his chambers. The table in his chambers was just big enough for two. He hoped it would serve well enough for the conversation he and Gawain needed to have. He'd been second-guessing his approach all afternoon. Perhaps he should have asked, rather than ordered, but there was something in the look in Gawain's eyes, in the slight, sharp intake of breath, that told him he'd made a good decision. If Merlin was right and Gawain really meant all the flirting, then it was time to be direct about it all anyway, wasn't it? Pushing the thoughts away, Leon considered his clothing once more. He'd changed out of his chainmail and into his favorite blue shirt. It was slightly faded and worn enough to be very soft and comfortable. But was it too relaxed? Would it send the wrong message? He didn't have too long to question himself before Gawain arrived. When Gawain actually knocked, Leon had to take a moment to consider whether his fellow knight had been enchanted somehow. Gawain knocked only slightly more often than Merlin did. Leon opened the door with a smile. On time and showing good manners. Gawain blinked innocently at him. "Did you ever doubt it?" He'd changed into his favorite comfortable pair of trousers and the gray shirt that had no right to look as good on Gawain as it did. Leon liked it a lot. Ushering Gawain in, Leon replied, "Perhaps a little." Gawain pouted. "You wound me," Gawain declared. Rolling his eyes, Leon held out a hand for the sword. "I believe I was promised a clean sword to my satisfaction," Leon teased. Gawain grinned and handed it over. Leon took and inspected it carefully. To his shock, it was cleaned exactly as he preferred it. Gawain would have needed to pay very close attention to his methods to manage this. "Well done," Leon praised. Gawain ducked his head and cleared his throat, clearly trying to deflect from how much he enjoyed the praise. "Do I get a reward for meeting your standards?" Gawain asked, stepping closer to Leon after taking a second to collect himself. He parried the question with a leer that made Leon smirk. "Is that the key with you?" Leon asked, taking a risk and reaching out to place a hand on Gawain's hip. "Rewarding good behavior." Gawain smirked. "Punishing bad behavior can be good too, if that's your thing." Leon didn't think it was, truth be told. He'd heard a few tales, usually from men who had indulged in too much drink, but he'd never felt compelled to try any of it. Smiling, Leon shook his head. "I think I'd rather encourage the good." Nodding, Gawain assured, "I'm very okay with that." He hesitated for a second, then added, "So, you're interested then? Not that I mind or anything, but why now?" Leon let his thumb rub at Gawain's hip. "Would you believe me if I told you I didn't realize?" Leon asked. Gawain stared at him. "Leon, I've flirted with you for months. Hell, probably over a year." Flushing, Leon ducked his head in embarrassment. "You flirt with everyone. I didn't think you meant it." Gawain huffed. "How did you figure out I meant it?" he asked. Face still aflame, Leon admitted, I didn't. Merlin pointed it out to me. Groaning, Gawain shook his head. I suppose I owe him one for that, Gawain said. But you are interested, though. That's why I'm here. Leon considered his words carefully. I want to talk about what you're looking for, Leon started. If our desires are the same, or at least close enough that we can live with the differences, then yes, I'm interested. Gawain nodded. Would be a shame to let that tray you had brought up go to waste. Serious discussions are always best over food. And with ale. Leon laughed. No ale, just wine. Pulling away, Gawain sighed dramatically. I suppose I can accept it this once, Gawain declared. Leon shook his head fondly. At least with Gawain, things were never dull. They sat at the small table, and Leon poured the wine. For a few moments, they ate in silence. Leon assumed Gawain was gathering his thoughts, just as he himself was. Okay, so I'm just going to say it, Gawain stated. Whatever you're interested in, I am. Leon stared at the other man for a long moment. That told him exactly nothing. Gawain, that doesn't help, Leon scolded. Certainly you must have specific desires. Gawain shrugged. Leon, I assure you, there isn't a single specific desire that I've acted on in the past that I can't live without. He paused. Unless you're telling me I need to live without any of them, because that might be difficult. Leon wasn't sure he wanted to go there quite yet. While I'm sure there are a great many things that won't interest me, I'm certainly not attempting to condemn you to a future with naught but your own hand for pleasure, Leon told him. So stop looking like you're facing the executioner. Gawain grimaced. I'm sorry, it's just, you never talk about these things. I know that not everyone is as interested in sex as I am, or even interested at all, but well, he waved a hand in the air. I have no idea what you like or want. Leon ran a hand through his hair. This was going nowhere, quickly. Let's start with a very important, very basic question, Leon suggested. What do you want in terms of this? He gestured between them. You've put too much time into this for only a night, unless you were really taking me as a challenge, but you've never spoken of serious, and you do speak freely of casual pleasures. Gawain nodded slowly. You're more than just a challenge, but I admit that casual pleasures have been the name of the game for me. Leon smiled sadly. I thought as much, but that's not something I can give you, Gawain. I'm sorry. I've tried a few times before, and it's just, it's not enough for me. Shaking his head, Gawain said, has been, because there's not been someone I wanted more from, until now, until you. Trust me, I surprised the hell out of myself with that when I realized I wouldn't have put this much effort into something I wanted only casually, Leon. Leon swallowed hard. Oh. He realized in that moment that he'd never actually, truly considered that Gawain would want more. So, what do you want? Gawain prodded. Reaching across the table, Leon covered one of Gawain's hands with his. If you're serious, then I want us to see... Well, I want to try and see what happens between us, Leon admitted. And I'm sure I was equally as surprised with myself as you were about that. Gawain laughed. Right pair we make. Leon's thumb brushed across the top of Gawain's hand. We could be worse. Smiling, Gawain nodded. Suppose we could. His smile morphed into a grin. So, Sir Leon, how are you going to reward me for that good work with your sword? Leon laughed. He had a feeling his life had just gotten even more interesting. The end.